You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Roto Experts in the Morning is on now.
It is Friday, January 20th, 2017, and this is the Roto Experts in the Morning. My name is Greg Sussman, joined as always by the King, Scott Angle, Fantasy Executive Corey Parson, Tony Cincana as well. Fun day for you today. It's Mike Lyon coming up 9 o'clock. Our previewing two championship games in football, some baseball, some basketball, the whole nine yards as we get you ready for championship weekend. Scotty, what's going on?
How you doing?
Welcome back.
Good to be back, fellas. Getting ready for what is usually my favorite weekend in playoff football. I always love the conference championship games.
Yeah, it should be a fun one. Tony, what's going on, my man?
Just a little bit of everything. Like, great game tonight. We have Golden State and Houston going at it. We got some golf going on. We got football going on. Like, it's a great time of year.
Yeah, it's a fun time of year. It is, as Scotty said, his favorite weekend of the year when it comes to football. Mine was last weekend. It was fine. Last Sunday was good. Hopefully, this Sunday is just as good. Tony, how was last night for you, buddy?
Oh, last night back in the winner's circle, it was a great night for me. I'm excited about it, and tonight I'm ready for a full game of slates as we can go ahead and tackle it. So last night, absolutely a good night. And I did not have Kyle O'Quinn, which he got off to a start where I thought he might have 100 fantasy points last night.
Yeah, I did not have Kyle O'Quinn, and I did not get back in the winner's circle. I am just on an ice-cold losing streak.
Yeah, 2 days there. I have a new president there, and he's all about winning. So I wanted to celebrate in style,
right,
with President Trump, and we got it done last night by John Wall, 61 fantasy points, Kawhi Leonard's 52 fantasy points there, and actually, Raymond Felton was big for me at the end of the night with 31 fantasy points, but he was owned by 42% of the people. They all jumped on Mr. Raymond Felton last night. A lot of love from the fantasy community.
Yeah, we have more big injury news in fantasy basketball. David Lee took advantage of the opportunity as Paul Gasol broke the fourth metacarpal in his left hand. He's out indefinitely. David Lee, career-high 18 rebounds last night. Ricky Rubio did not play the second half last night because of hip tightness, and Chris Dunn and Tyus Jones in seasonal leagues are guys that you can keep your eye on.
No, I thought Tony was going to chime in there. I guess not. Yeah, absolutely.
The Ricky Rubio thing, I don't know if it's a big deal. I have to wait and see on that. Chris Dunn is interesting because what will they do is Zach LaVine could jump over and handle the point guard better than any of those two guys. So who do they put at the two guard there? So I think it's tough to look at that position for a pickup and long-term there, just not knowing there. The David Lee thing's a no-brainer, and in fact, he's going to be good in season-long leagues for people that hit the waiver wire. I went and looked at my leagues. Everybody jumped on him last night. And then on daily, until the salary's corrected, now FanDuel is a little slow at correcting the salaries. He's a guy that you just keep putting in until the salary adjusts.
Yeah, absolutely. And until, of course, Greg Popovich screws you and starts Dwayne Dedman every day.
Dwayne Dedman's a good rebounder, though.
Yeah, he is a good
rebounder.
And
he has got an opportunity to start this season and put up some pretty good numbers when he did.
Exactly. Yeah. So don't sleep on my man, Dwayne Dedman.
No, we won't.
Thank you.
Yes.
Cleveland-Phoenix last night. The Cleveland Cavaliers win this one 118-103. There was no Kevin Love, so a lot of people really like Kyrie Irving and LeBron James. LeBron, 21-15-9. Good performance from him in 39 minutes. Kyrie, 33 minutes of action. 10 of 20 from the field. He had 26-4. Iman Shumpert continues to do pretty solidly in the starting lineup. He had 17. James Jones, his first start in 2 years. He was up 14 points in 20 minutes of action. Tristan Thompson, a couple points off the bench.
He had 8 points in 2 minutes, though.
That's true.
He had 8 points in the first 2 minutes. Like, it was crazy, right? The score was 8-0, and James Jones had accounted for all 8 points.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
What are you guys thinking on Hardaway? He seems to be trending. I mean, Shumpert, he seems to be trending up.
Well, yeah, you know, since Schoffert's entered the starting lineup, I agree, Scotty, that his numbers have been trending up. But let's remember Kevin Love out of this one. So it made it, you know, open up more shots for Iman Shumpert, at least in this game.
I thought Love was going to play early in the day because he went to the shoot-around.
Went to the shoot-around, partial, decided to sit out. You know, they probably figured they won by 20, which they only won by 15. So
that's why we have lineup alerts.
That's why we have lineup alerts, indeed. Channing Frye off the bench. He had 18 and 10, 30 minutes here without Kevin Love. So it was Channing Frye having his first double-double of the year, Tom.
Yeah, I was surprised he didn't get the start, right? Yep. So James Jones gets for being a good guy, gets a start there. But as Daily Roto did a good job indicating that Channing Frye was the play in that game without Kevin Love, and he came through. Anytime he's not in, if Kevin Love's not in, put this guy in your lineup in a good matchup because he's going to deliver you enough fantasy. He's going to get you 25, 30 fantasy points. And when you're talking $3,000, $4,000, it's obviously going to pay off. I didn't use him last night either. And I should have used him, and it definitely would have helped everybody out there. He's just consistently one of those players that you can put in every time Love isn't in.
Every time Love isn't in there, you can at least consider him. I agree with that. 22 points for Tyson Chandler, 16 rebounds. And there's a reason that Earl Watson won't pull him out. It's because he's playing really, really well right now.
Well, we've also heard, you know, that they're, you know, he might get dealt. This is more points than we've expected. He's a nice bonus, but, you know, we'll see if Chandler moved anywhere, and maybe Alex Len could be a beneficiary.
Well, you know, we've been waiting for Alex Len to be a beneficiary for a while, and the fact is, they don't really think he's very good, right? 8 minutes last night for Alex Len. I know they played small against Cleveland, and they, you know, it's the same way they last time they played Cleveland. They did the same thing. But 8 minutes for Alex Len, when Tyson Chandler's playing this well, it's going to be tough. I mean, Earl Watson came out yesterday and said, we don't want to move Tyson Chandler. Obviously, that could just be coaches speak and organizational speak, which means nothing. But Tyson Chandler playing just incredibly well, racking up the boards, excuse me, right now, dominating and scoring. It's been a really good couple of weeks for Tyson Chandler.
He's a great player from 3 feet out, and people don't play the game that way anymore, right?
Sure.
But he's a guy that still gets there, gets the boards, you get the ball into him inside. He's not going to create his own shot, so that's why he doesn't have the big point games. But occasionally he hits the ball, and he's going to have games like this because he's hungry. He's never going to have a lack of effort.
Yeah, great point by Tony. He had 8 offensive rebounds last night.
Just it's effort, right? We've seen that before from him. It's simply effort. 22 points, 9 assists, 6 rebounds, 4 steals. Eric Bledsoe, 21, 8, and 7 for Devin Booker last night. And T.J. Warren, he liked yesterday morning, Tony. T.J. Warren at 18 points.
Yeah, I played him.
He did play him. Okay.
Yeah, he ended up with 29 fantasy points, which in the first half, I think he had 6. And I was like, oh, my God, what's going on here? The Booker thing was crazy. So what happened was I was going to play Will Barton, and it was injury news, the whole Denver thing. So I wanted to stay away from that Denver situation. So I switched to Devin Booker. Booker had 2 fouls early in this game. It didn't play much in the first half. Ended up with 37 points, but it was on 13 from 14 from the free throw line, which was kind of crazy for a guy that's a jump shooter to get to the free throw line that much.
Yeah, I'm totally with you because he doesn't drive at all. He literally just takes a jump shot after jump shot, the jump shot, and gets to the line last night more than ever. So, good spot for him. Wizards win 113-110 over the New York Knickerbockers, and more disaster at the Garden.
Yeah, I was talking to one of the workers here at Rock and Riley's. We always talk about the Knicks. He said them beating Boston the other night was like their equivalent of like winning the NBA championship, you know, and then they just they come back home, and you know, Porzingis got back in, played 29 minutes off the bench, scored 15 points off the bench, and had a real highlight real tip in last night, so that's encouraging. Carmelo Anthony scoring 34, he's doing really well at the four with 10 rebounds. He scored 25 points in the third quarter. It's the most ever by a New York Knick in the third quarter.
Second quarter. Most by everybody making a quarter in general, right?
Yeah.
So that's why it was so big. The crazy thing to me, Scotty, was two nights ago against Boston, Willie Hernan Gomez has this unbelievable night. Porzingis comes back off the bench. They play 21 minutes for Kyle O'Quinn, as you mentioned, Tony, and Hernan Gomez doesn't get off the bench. I don't understand. He had the biggest night of his career in Boston, and then he doesn't play the next night.
Yeah, Kuzmingas only had 6 points last night in 18 minutes, so
yep.
That turned out to not be a good daily play.
No, no.
And Ron Baker with just 2 points in 20 minutes.
Hornacek's all over the place the last 2 weeks. He's like, you could tell he's looking for new combinations,
yep.
And he's looking for things. Like, Ron Baker played like the 6 minutes, and they went the night before with Courtney Lee. Courtney Lee got 29 minutes, didn't do anything in this game. They brought Porzingis off the bench. He said he wanted to bring him along slowly, but he played him 29 minutes. So he's definitely – Mason Plumlee, his brother, they keep talking about this kid. He got one shot in 11 minutes of play, Marshall Plumlee, and he looks like a kid that'll cut your grass, but I don't know how he's going to be in the NBA. Hornacek is really – I don't know. I guess this is what you do with a team like this, is that they're trying to find something that will work, and they keep trading off players. And I got to tell you, you can't have confidence in anyone except Anthony and Rose, I would think, at this point. Even Porzingis, the whole thing not being in the starting rotation and then putting him in off the bench, I don't know how this could work. He should be playing center for this team, and they have no other center when Joaquin Noah's out there. Even when Noah's there, he's not very good defensively, and they just big guys just score a lot on these guys.
Yeah, and nobody can get into a rhythm. Tony's right. And Brandon Jennings is a good example. You know, this is a guy that we saw have, you know, a few good games a few months ago and a few weeks ago, and you know, he was grumbling earlier this week about how they were changing the rotations and not making, you know, really not putting him in it. And he was all excited to play in New York. 24 minutes last night, just 3 points. So, you know, we were actually talking about Jennings as somebody to watch maybe a week or two ago, and you know, in case there was an injury, but now there's no rhyme or reason here in New York.
It doesn't matter what your job is, right? This is sports and everything. It doesn't matter what job. You want to know your role. You want to come into your whatever your place of employment is and go to work and know what's expected of you. There's no way in this situation here. And in Major League Baseball, it's like the equivalency of like the closer. That's why that we don't bring a guy in the seventh inning or the fifth inning, because they want to know their role. People are creatures of habit. And this is just not any way to be successful with the New York Knicks.
On the other side, though, your guy Otto Porto Jr. with 23 points in 30 minutes, 7 for 13 from the field and 6 for 10 from three-point range, Tone.
Yeah, he's a player. Like I said, I would think that, you know what, there should be a lot of teams out there trying to grab this guy because they got a lot of talent in Washington. I didn't play him last night. It was so funny, but we talked about this. You could play all five guys last night on the lineup lock show we were talking about. But I used Wall Gortat in this game. And Gortat, of course, another double-double, 12 points, 12 rebounds there. John Wall, one of the only point guys that still actually passes the ball in the National Basketball Association with 13 assists.
And, Greg, disappointing night for Bradley Beal. Only 8 points here. Ooh. He shot 0 for 7 from three-point range.
Yeah, Bradley Beal was the one wizard I really wasn't interested at all in last night. Like,
good
Tony
call.
Tony said yesterday morning that John Wall was the play of the day. Of course, I later went with Kyrie Irving, but, yeah. You know, that's on me. Just kidding, Tony. I never actually blamed myself. It was on Benny for loving Kyrie.
Consistency. That's what I'm saying.
are you gonna put your mic on? Or you want to talk?
I did.
No. Sorry. Now you're in.
Oh, you hear me?
You were just talking. We were ignoring you because no one can hear you. Corey Varson, what's up, man?
Hey, this Wizards team. You think they win a round in the playoffs?
They could.
Oh, they could. I think it's gonna depend on the matchup. Like, they started out so poor, and it was crazy to see how poor they were playing. Now they've tightened out their rotation. I really think this team's good. Bradley Beal, though, hasn't played good since the injury. I don't know if he's still hurt or something lingering there. He hasn't played well since he came back from the injury.
If they do, then they'll think they're good, and they'll bring the same crew back, and then they'll be mediocre the next year.
Well, that's kind of how it works.
It's just straight mediocrity with the whole entire Eastern Conference outside the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Oh, the Raptors aren't mediocre.
No, the Raptors are all good.
At least from a fantasy perspective, though, we always say we know with the Wizards who's going to get the minutes.
That's great.
Which is totally opposite from the Knicks, and then they were on the same court last night.
100%. Yeah. And the Knicks don't even get a shot off to end the game, of course. Courtney Lee passes up a wide-open three, and they get nothing off. Scott, I can sense your frustration.
Yeah, it is frustrating. But, hey, you know, the Nets are always worse, so...
Why is that? Well, it doesn't make me feel better. The Nets are worse.
That makes me feel a little better.
Why does it make you feel better? Who cares what the Nets are doing?
It could be worse. It could be the Nets, you know?
Yeah. I hate to say it. That's the mentality of a New York Met fan. At least somebody's worse.
And right now, the Yankees are worse than the Mets, so he's right. Yeah.
But why does that
good
make
call, Corey.
That doesn't make me feel better. If I'm a Yankee fan, why would it make me feel better if the Mets are worse
Greg,
at times?
Greg, yeah. It's a joke.
Oh. All right. Fair enough.
Still don't feel good about it.
No, I feel terrible about it.
I'm indifferent to it.
You're not indifferent to it. That's a lie.
No, but, I'm indifferent.
He just roots for Golden State instead.
No, see, I know he's lying. I know how passionate he gets about Phil Jackson. If he didn't get this, passionate,
he's probably more passionate about the All-Star vote. You know, Steph Curry making it and all of that.
No,
over Westbrook, which I wouldn't have done.
Well, yeah,
it's
a joke.
He's not as popular.
Yeah,
but he hasn't had a better season than Westbrook.
Well, when you're allowing 50% of the fans to vote for 50% of it, then you got
it is what it is. But of course, it should be Westbrook and Harden.
Well, I don't know. Westbrook's a dick, so that's what happens.
I don't care. Look at his numbers.
Well, then you didn't vote. Did you vote?
What?
Did you vote?
No, next year I will, though.
So you know what? As those that did not
I'm just saying
vote for the presidency.
Russell Westbrook is a more deserving All-Star starter than Steph Curry this year.
But the fans don't want to
see George Collins. George Collins disagrees with you. He says, hey, if a guy doesn't vote, how could he be held responsible? It's actually the people that voted that should be responsible.
That's the other way of looking at it. Sure.
Yeah, I'm going to vote next year so this doesn't happen.
That's from George Collins.
Yeah.
That's brilliant thinking by George Collins. That's progressive thinking. It's the second way to look. Another way to look at it.
Look at it, sure. It's not your fault, right?
No. George Collins is 1A in my book.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. Who's one?
Richard Pryor.
I agree with you.
All right. Well, you can listen to stand up fantasy.
Yeah, Tony
Cicada this weekend.
Uh-huh. I've told Tony though, if he ever does a Pryor show, I'd so much want to co-host that one. I know it's like his whole catalog.
The problem is
too much cursing.
We put a
bleep, bleep, bleep.
That's the problem. Like we can put a little in there. But Richard Pryor is like it's out of control. I've watched at least 30 clips where like maybe. And then when I realize I say maybe, the answer's no.
Pryor's like kissed my ass, Cicada.
it's a little worse than that. It's an adjective before the word A.
I was going low key there.
I was going to comment on Richard Pryor, but never mind.
All right, we'll take a break then.
Very interesting to hear what you were going to say, though.
You can ask him during the break. Because we're going to go to break, and when we come back, we'll talk Miami Heat, Dallas Mavericks, San Antonio, the injury to Pau Gasol, Minnesota, and the Clippers. Blake Griffin on the way back. Stick around. We'll be back right after this. We just talked about the Wizards and the Knickerbockers, and I told you Courtney Lee passed up a wide open shot. That's because a Wizards assistant was actually on the court saying, "I got your help," and had an arm up. And Courtney Lee's so he thought it was a defender. It was a guy in a suit.
I was reading about that last night. That's
he's
crazy. Yeah,
he's pissed.
That's the type of things that happens though when your team when your team sucks, you know. You can't get nothing. Everything looks like it's your fault. So, this deal with.
Hell, it could have been Spike Lee.
Sure.
Yeah, you're right.
Right. If you're on the other side of the floor, it could be Spike Lee.
Right.
Right.
He's done that plenty of time. You know, on there jumping around like crazy, man. Like you need to know the difference between a participant and a non-participant. That's why they wear uniforms.
I completely agree with you. Right.
I wonder if. If they didn't wear
actually,
uniforms.
The Nets might not know the difference. They wear like T-shirts.
What is with this Nets hate this morning? When do you hate the Nets?
I've been watching them recently, and they're so bad.
Well, I mean, they are very bad, but I don't have to hate them. Like,
you
want to
pick on
teams.
A guy? You want to pick on a like? I would feel better if you picked on them because they had a Russian owner as opposed to being inferior at their job.
Yeah, I'm not
I mean that
touch
seems
that
like you're
anymore.
Picking on picking you're being a bully.
Well, Engel's been known to be a bully, so
yeah.
The Miami Heat now have 13 wins as they defeat Dallas 99-95. You guys did not love or Benny did not love Hassan Whiteside and James Johnson last night. You guys spoke about it on the Lineup Lock show. Nailed it with James Johnson, 5 points and 8 rebounds, 4 assists, and also did it right with Hassan Whiteside, who only had 13 points and 8 rebounds in what looked like a tasty matchup last night, Tony.
Yeah, he also twisted his ankle at one point, too.
Yeah, here's the problem with the Miami Heat in this game against Dallas Mavericks. These are the two lowest scoring total games, right? So if you looked at it, they were 20 points less than three of the games on here. So you're looking at this, you're going to need a guy to play a perfect game in this type of situation to be fantasy worthy. And you just avoid it. Like tonight we have another situation we'll talk about later in a Utah game. And I think they're playing Dallas, but I can't remember. But they're playing one of the lowest scoring teams. And right off the top, it's like, you know what? Just focus on the other 10 games. Put your research to that game. You can just write that one off. Unless there's an injury and someone starting with like a $3,000 minimum salary, it's really not worth getting into these types of contests.
What about this kid, Tyler Johnson? He scored double figures each of his last six games.
Yeah, I mean, Tyler Johnson's been awesome. Tyler Johnson's been awesome all year, right? Like that's been a thing all year.
Yeah.
He's been ownable, he's been playable and startable, all that stuff. Tyler Johnson, remember, re-signed with the Miami Heat. Well, not really, he signed with the Nets, and they matched his offer. And now Tyler Johnson just getting a ton of minutes
on a nightly basis. Though I really don't see, is it a reason to play anyone besides Dragic or Whiteside?
Yeah, you can play James Johnson on the right back. You can play Tyler Johnson too, absolutely, yeah. Sure.
So bringing them up, yeah.
He didn't play well last night, but Bolt Johnson's definitely playable in your types of leagues that you jump in. And Tyler Johnson is a guy that people don't pay any attention to. Now, if you're playing a daily fantasy, it has to be, his price has risen. So before, you were getting a bargain on him, and when guys were out, you would throw him in there. Now, it would take a lot for me to play this guy because the price is corrected. Even though when he puts up 23 points, 16 points, right, you can look, though. He's only got two assists, one rebound. He's only got three assists, two rebounds. So from a totality, it's not a huge fantasy game.
Absolutely. Totally right. For the Dallas Mavericks last night, you had 18 points from Wesley Matthews, 5 rebounds, 19-4, second out of a back-to-back for Dirk Nowitzki, 15-7 for Harry Barnes, 15-4 for Seth Curry.
Yeah, Barnes was 7-7 for 14 from the field, but Darren Williams was like, he was cold. He was only 2-for-8 last night. 8 points, 3 rebounds, but he did have the 9 assists.
Yeah, he did. So Darren Williams,
JJ Barea, 13 off the bench.
Darren Williams, who's been actually hotter as of late, didn't come out last night.
Really like he well. Slimmed down a little bit too.
You think so?
Looks like it. Maybe to the blind, into my eye.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm not checking him out like that though.
The San Antonio Spurs at 118, the Nuggets 104. What was the over under here in this game, Tony? Because I remember that we said that. This seemed way too high.
It was 222.
Oh God, they're good.
Yeah, it was actually 222. Yeah,
that's what I thought. That's what I thought it was.
Going out of business, right?
No, that's exactly what I thought
Boy,
it was.
Jokic last night though, 35 and 12.
I mean, it's clear. This dude's
playing
match
at an elite level.
Yeah.
Right
it doesn't matter who he plays now, and his price has actually reached levels now, right, Tony? Like I was looking at Jokic last night. I was like, all right, I gotta play this guy. He's like $9,300 now.
It's 87 on DK, so there you go, right there.
But
it's not a secret.
And to be honest, in the last month, he's underpriced. If you really look at it, he should be a $10,000 player.
He will be.
And
he will be.
You just don't have the confidence in him. Yeah. You don't have the confidence in him because the problem is the coaching staff did a great job calling this guy out and say, hey, listen, we could be a lot better team if this guy could just stay out of foul trouble. And he needs to pick up his game, and he's really letting his teammates down. And he hasn't been in foul trouble since. And he's really a difference maker. I mean, you look at the center position right now on a night-to-night basis, you could say he's been a better player than DeMarcus Cousins over the last month.
Sure, over the last month, because DeMarcus Cousins just wants to pass the ball.
Showing off his big man skills.
I mean, but Jokic is a guy that Jokic is a guy that legitimately every night is a triple double. Like he passes the ball very well as well from the center position.
You didn't start Will Barton last night. He had 18-7-3, 36 minutes for him.
Yeah,
Will Barton, clown.
You like Will Barton?
Mm-mm.
Why?
Just don't.
Why? What made you not like Will Barton?
He's just one of those guys. You know, I'm just looking at him. I'm just like, I don't like him. Eight.
Just because the way he looks?
Yeah.
That's like...
And, well, I'm not like... No, I mean, I'm not like discriminating against him. I'm just... He's not one of my favorites. Was anybody... I didn't get a chance to listen to the Lineup Lock show last night. Did anybody suggest David Lee? What is it, like a David Lee renaissance?
Well, no, see, the problem was...
Gasol got injured.
Got injured right before the game started.
Oh, that stinks.
Yeah, Gallinari didn't play last night. Fareed had a disappointing night, but nothing to worry about there.
No Wilson. Well, I wouldn't say that, right? Yeah. There's no Wilson Chandler, no Danilo Gallinari last night. Fareed, in 25 minutes, played 5 points and 9 rebounds. And Darrell Arthur's going to come back. Gallinari will come back. Chandler will come back. And then Fareed will be forgotten about again.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying there's nothing to worry about. Current role
there's
right
a lot.
Now. Okay.
There's a lot to worry about because they last night it was a perfect matchup for him, right?
Yep.
Not only does he got all those guys injured, right?
And then Gasol
so he's
gets
got
hurt.
A free reign at the position. He gets David Lee, who's one of the softest defenders in the NBA
history,
and he only gets on the court 25 minutes, right? And he puts up 5 points. Now, this is Kenneth Fareed. This is him.
Yep.
Like there couldn't have been a better matchup last night. This is the guy, and this is why you can't fall in love with this guy.
It's true.
Maybe I did because he helped me cash in the other night.
Exactly. Yeah. And he was great 2 nights ago.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
He's helped us all cash in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. He's been unbelievable
he's on a little
for
run.
The most part. But last night in a perfect spot.
I'm going to go back to him.
Oh, you're going to get burned, my friend. Be very careful with that one.
All right.
Just be careful. It's amazing because Willy Hernangómez doesn't get off the bench for the Knicks. But Juan Hernangómez plays 38 minutes last night.
I don't know where this came from, right?
Yeah.
You would think that if anyone picked up minutes in last night's configure, it was Nurkic, right? And he played 14 minutes.
You
he was
think
two
so.
For five, 5 points, a rebound. And he is in the doghouse, man. He's deep in the doghouse.
Yeah, they hate this guy.
Yeah.
They hate him. I also thought that you see a good night from actually Jameer Nelson and Jamal Murray. Murray was good. He had 13-6. Jameer Nelson had 9 assists.
Yeah,
so they're okay.
Both of them hit value.
We got the Gallinari news about. Yeah, we got Gallinari news about 12 minutes before the lineup block ended, and we mentioned that Murray was a guy that could get some playing time tonight, and he was a guy to play there. And he would have been the play over Nelson.
Definitely.
But Nelson put up 9 assists, too.
Yeah, he was
good
a bad
thing they don't
yeah,
penalize you for missed shots, though, with Murray, because he missed like 11.
Well, that's kind of what he does, right? He kind of just misses shots.
Yeah. Oh,
2 for 8 from 3-point
range.
No
one would play Kemba Walker if they
missed shots. Oh, my God. Right? You can forget
but
about
that's
it.
The whole thing. You know that Kemba Walker, he shoots about 30 times a game.
Yep. Remember back in the day, Draft Street used to have would give you negative points for missed shots. And so the strategy there was you like J.R. Smith and Kemba Walker and guys like that. Even when the matchup was good and they were going to be shooting a lot, you had to be careful because they'd be missing a lot too.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's
what I miss about the DF.
It gave you different options, right, Tony?
The DFS industry, right? What happened here is that it becomes such big business, right? And you have to make a whole lot of money, and you have to compete with FanDuel and DraftKings. Where Draft Street, when it came out, it was basically made for the hardcore player. Like they had rules that made it like you had to know what you were doing to succeed there. And the only negative was all the best players played over there, and you were really accomplishing something when you won games. And to have field goal percentage count was a lot better, I thought, from a standpoint. But in FanDuel and DraftKings model, you want to make it simplistic as possible because you want the most players playing, so I get it. Mm. It's just wish we had the alternatives there for some of these sites.
Back in the day when we was on the Funhouse, the dude that used to run it that went over to DraftKings, he came in studio with us, and he basically was saying that kind of was like, the thing with Draft Street was, you were right, Tony, it was where the best players played at, and it was where so many people learned to play DFS at. That was a good site, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Too bad, you know, they got swallowed up.
It was a great site. Yep.
They said they were going to keep some of Draft Street's, stuff and bring it over to DraftKings, but I never saw it.
That's because they're just lying to you.
Yeah, they lined to
you.
I expect.
Yeah.
We're going to see that.
Yeah. Next year.
When he came in studio, he told me he was going to drain the swamp.
Yeah.
And he didn't.
No. No, he did not.
What do you mean? He took the funding from two different departments already.
Yeah, that's like a very...
I'm talking about Draft Street.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
He's talking about Trump.
Oh.
And that's a very sore subject for me, Tony. No, I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding at all.
Really?
Yeah, no, for real. One of them was a national... national like art funding. They get like $47 million a year from the government, and those monies donate a lot of money to the museums and galleries
and
stuff,
your
right?
Girlfriend
for
at
she works at so basically the museum, like one of the exhibits they're trying to put on this year, they're supposed to get like $400,000 from the government, and now that money's going away, they're not gonna be able to do it.
Yeah.
So that's jobs that could be lost there.
That's
so
tough.
So they're like, it was like a, it was like I don't want to exaggerate, but it was like, it was like someone died at the museum yesterday because it was just like, oh my god,
it was that serious. Huh?
Yeah, oh yeah. So like we think, so like we were joking about like getting rid of these departments, but it's effect, it's going to affect people,
yeah,
and affect people's jobs. So
I hope everything's okay, Greg.
Thank you.
Did you wish Greg well, Scott?
It's not me. I'm not funded
still,
by the arts.
You know, you're not funded, but you know your girlfriend works at.
Yeah,
the
no, yeah. Absolutely. It's very serious for her.
Did you wish him well, Scott?
You could have to
are
support
my father
her.
Now. Well, just, of course, I feel for Greg. I don't have to say no.
Thank you very much. Yeah. 10 points, 16 rebounds for David Lee. LaMarcus Aldridge doesn't step up without Pau Gasol in the lineup. 10 points, 6 assists for him. Kawhi Leonard at 34, 5, and 4, and then
All-star starter
Kawhi Leonard, that's right. And then also late scratch was Tony Parker. So Dejounte Murray gets the start, puts up 24 points here.
Nice yeah, they're saying Parker Murray should play Saturday.
Yeah, he got 34 minutes of action last night, so he was able to return on the investment. It was $3,000
If you would have told me that Tony Parker wasn't going to start like before lineup locks, I wouldn't have went with this guy. I would have put Patty Mills in, and I would have got burned.
Yeah, you would have had Patty Mills only playing 16 minutes, scored 3 points. Yeah. So.
And you would have blamed Benny.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I wouldn't blame myself.
Why in the hell would you ever blame yourself?
What was crazy? Yeah, the Spurs. They always put the right places in, right?
Yep.
These guys come in out of nowhere, and they put up big points. It's a crazy thing with the San Antonio Spurs. The guy works magic.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. That's why he's an Hall of Fame coach and the Olympic coach as well. All right, take a break here. Come back, and we will chat about the Los Angeles Clippers, the Minnesota Timberwolves. Good game here. I remember I was talking about this on the news desk yesterday. Clippers were only favored by 2.5 at home, and now we know why. Vegas knows. Timberwolves win this one 104-101. We break it down next on the Roto Experts. Griffin, he's on the way back for the Los Angeles Clippers, and probably not a moment too soon. They fall to Minnesota last night, who only has 15 wins, 104-101, on the back of 41 minutes from Karl-Anthony Towns, 37-12-5. Scotty, don't tell Tom Thibodeau he can't play his big men 40 minutes.
Yeah, and he scored 15 points in the final quarter. So, he just continues to mow on with the double-doubles.
He does.
He was the top player on the night last night.
Yeah, he wasn't exactly someone that I was even considering last night given the matchup.
He's gotten so expensive up against DeAndre Jordan. Like I say, it's never a bad matchup when you use a guy like the caliber, Karl-Anthony Towns. But you just find other ways with money, and he just continues to put it up as of late. Now, this is a guy that's crazy. In my season-long league, I had Karl-Anthony Towns. I think I picked him fourth overall. And crazy Frank Stanfill, who's not doing so well in his trades, he kept sending me offers for Russell Westbrook, where he wanted Karl-Anthony Towns, Al Horford, and someone else that was good, maybe Rue Holiday. And you look at it, Karl-Anthony Towns right now by himself might be the top three fantasy player.
Right.
But he wanted two other guys. It's amazing. He started out slow to start the season, but that's why you got to have patience every once in a while with people.
Listen to this tidbit from ESPN. At one point in the fourth quarter, the Timberwolves fielded a lineup, LaVine, Wiggins, Towns, Jones, and Dunn, in which Dunn, 21-year-old rookie, was the oldest player on the floor.
Wow, that's crazy.
How cool is that?
Yeah, right?
That's crazy.
That is a cool stat. Good stat there, Scotty.
But
I don't know if Tom Thibodeau is the right coach for this team.
But he should
be the right coach.
He should be the right coach, shouldn't he? Like, theoretically.
Why you say that?
Because it's a young team that needs to learn how to defend and play together. And that's what he should be able to do.
But what if they don't have the talent to defend?
Yeah.
Do you believe that defense is a talent though?
So then would the answer that
be, or is it just hard work?
So I like to think it's hard work, and that's what obviously the Timberwolves believe when they hire Thibodeau, right? It's just hard work. You get these guys to play for you, and they'll defend. But then you're making me think by that comment, Tony, that you get the opposite of him, right? Like you bring in like Mike D'Antoni, who's done wonders with the Rockets, because they tried to do that, right? Like they tried to do the opposite.
Rockets,
get guys, get Kevin McHale in there. Get Bickenstaff in there. That will you make this team defend, but they don't want to defend. So just let them run and gun and shoot 1,000 threes. Maybe they'll be good. And here they are, one of the best records in the NBA.
But did they hit?
So maybe put D'Antoni with Minnesota, and maybe they'll just do that too.
But it's Fugazi, though.
To Tony's point, even at the lower level of basketball, you know, when you're teaching the fundamentals, you may not have the talent to stay with a certain guy, but you're taught certain fundamentals and certain ways to play the game to at least make yourself competent defensively, and then it has to go across a team as a unit.
Here's a big problem, right? The Timberwolves want to trade Ricky Rubio, right?
Yes.
Because they have a bunch of guards here, and they want to move Rubio. He's the only guy playing defense in the whole team.
He used to be an awful defender, too.
Yeah, he's the in last year he made second team defense, and this year he's playing even better defensively.
Yes.
How do you go and trade a guy?
No, and that's remarkable to me, right? That Thibodeau wants to trade the one guy that actually plays his style of basketball. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, I bet he doesn't. I bet it's the front office that does.
No,
I bet
but Tony, he is the front office. He's a general manager also.
Yeah, but you look at he. I'll tell you right now, it wouldn't shock me somehow if Zach LaVine's the guy to go.
I agree with you. See, that makes a lot more sense to me, right?
When they're a better team, it seems like when he doesn't shoot as much. And yesterday, they had a great performance in their last game where he had 8 shots. Ricky Rubio had like 14 assists. They played well. They win this game, but he's 3 of 13. It just LaVine wouldn't surprise, and he's a good player. LaVine will definitely help somebody else out. But I'm not convinced Rubio's the guy to go in here.
I hate to be crazy, but he's like, we're saying, like, oh, he's a great player. But, like, doesn't he have, a little Kevin Martin feel to you? Where he's going to score a lot of points on a bad team and not do anything else?
A good player on a bad team?
That's like what that's what Zach LaVine reminds me of.
Or is he the Bradley Beal type, though, that, he's a shooter, he gets hot. He goes. You get put him aside. A good point guard. He should be able to deliver. There, he's an athletic freak. So I don't know. It could be somewhere in between those two players.
Shot 23% from.
He's certainly not Klay Thompson.
No, he's certainly not Klay Thompson. I can agree with that. 27 for Andrew Wiggins last night, and he's the guy that doesn't do anything but score either. By the way, nothing but score.
Gave you 4 boards, 4 assists last night, Greg.
No,
four boards, four assists.
Last night was a perfect matchup. It was a perfect matchup for him last night. He was one of the guys I recommended, and I don't recommend him a lot of times.
Never do,
unless somebody's injured on this team. But last night I liked him because of the team was last in the league against small forwards, and he had he had 27 points, which is normal for him. But he did get the 4 rebounds, 4 assists, which generally he doesn't get. But he got to the line 10 times last night. I always look at that. When you have an abundance, sometimes you're like, I got a little lucky. Same thing with Devontae Booker last night. I thought that was the fantasy points were there, but you definitely got a little lucky last night when he gets to the line 14 times.
Go ahead, Greg.
Are you good?
No, I was about to say I was going to talk about Mo Buckets, but.
Give me a second for Mo Buckets. 29-16 for DeAndre Jordan, 20 for
29
Austin.
Was a career high.
Oh, really? Nice. Yeah. 29, a career high, excuse me, for DeAndre Jordan. Oh,
with the 16 rebounds, but like you said, Blake's coming back soon.
So. For Austin Rivers in 36 minutes. Ray Felton saw 34 minutes. He put up 10-8. J.J. Redick, very disappointing, 9-3 last night. And then you have Mo Buckets.
Mo Speezy only played 18 minutes. We got gave you 6 points, 4 rebounds coming off the bench.
Took 5 three-pointers, though.
I love Mo Buckets.
What about
crazy
your
old man that come in the game and just start shooting threes?
What about your guy Jamal Crawford, 3 for 14 from the field?
That's a Jamal Crawford can drop those kind of games. Who's
guy?
Jamal Crawford.
Yeah, whose guy is Jamal Crawford?
I'm Jamal Crawford.
He's had 2 weeks of those.
Yeah. By the way, the Clippers shot 4 of 22 from 3-point range last night.
Mo Buckets in hell of that. You were Mo Buckets went to school?
I actually got a question on Twitter last night about Mo Buckets. Somebody asked me about it. We've been talking about him so much. Somebody said, should I be playing Maurice Spites?
Oh, wow. Where did Mo Buckets, did he go to Michigan State?
He did not go to Michigan State. That's a good guess, though.
Where'd he go?
He went to Florida.
Oh, he went to Florida. Did he play on a championship team in Florida?
8 years ago? 8 years ago is what year?
I believe he did, but I'd have to look at it.
I think he didn't. I think he was after. I mean, he might have been like a freshman. You know what? He might have been a freshman.
Okay.
A freshman or sophomore on those teams. It's possible. Mo Buckets. Well, how about that? Maurice Spates. Hilarious.
A favorite of the program, Mo Buckets.
Friend of the program, yeah. Maurice Spates.
Mo Buckets.
Yeah.
I loved him when he was a Warrior.
Yeah, it was great.
My goodness. Because
they only played him like once every couple of weeks. But when he came out.
When he came in, everybody, the whole bench is up doing the three sign.
He was the victim. He was like, you know. People don't remember, but back in the day when the Celtics were really good and they had Larry Bird, they used to have a guy,
ML Carr.
He would
the towel on the sidelines. Yes, right? I remember.
He'd be the victory cigar when he comes into the game. Same thing with Maurice Spites. Yeah. Right?
He used to annoy the hell out of every opponent because he'd never play, just stand on the sidelines waving his towel and talking trash.
And he got some rings. Buckets got a ring, you know what I mean?
You know, it's funny because I always thought that for Maurice Spates that they should play him more because I thought he would play really well. I was like, why don't they play this guy more? Like, start this guy at center. Most Spates just chucking up threes and that carries it.
They were awful from three.
I'll tell you what. Yeah, I played when he was at Golden State. I played him a lot.
Yeah, you said that yesterday.
When he would play like the 10 o'clock only games. Yeah, because they'd blow people out, and he'd come in, and he'd play 10 minutes, right? He'd be the minimum salary, and he'd put up 18 fantasy points. Cause when he was with the second unit, he had no conscience. He would just keep shooting the ball.
He would just shoot.
Like, he was the black hole, right? Yeah. Once you threw him the ball, it never came back, and you never saw it again.
It's like you're right, the victory cigar. It's like they egged him on, you know what I'm saying? They're like, yeah, yeah! Greg Butler.
I think in the corner, you see David Lee simmering. Like, why isn't on the court?
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly.
Like, this guy can get on the court checking threes. I can't get on the court because I don't play defense.
Mo Buckets don't play no defense.
They like him more. Yeah. It's more fun. All right, we'll go to break. We'll come back. Tony will try to make us some money. We'll give us a DFS lineup when we come back. Here, the Roto Experts. You're just trying to piss Corey Parson off now at this point.
Cotton Eye Joe 8-bit.
Oh, God. Do you know there's not, like... Tony, I don't think you're like this about me. There's not one... One of the things I hate most is line dancing. It doesn't do it for me.
I hate it, too.
Oh, really? Okay,
I hate it, too.
I'd like to try it sometime.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not an old country music fan. The new country is like kind of pop, like it's not really like it before. And when you go to those places and they have the line dancing and all that crazy shit, I drink more.
Yeah.
Who would you say is the top artist in the genre right now, Tony?
Oh, now it's Luke Bryan. He's the guy. He's the hottest guy out there.
I like Luke Bryan. I like some songs by him. I don't remember the names of them, but I like them.
Have to give him a listen.
Oh, Luke Bryan songs made it down to you, Greg?
Yeah, you know Luke Bryan songs. I know Luke Bryan songs.
I think Toby Keith was probably my favorite country artist.
Okay. It's interesting. Is he still your country?
He's part of the inauguration.
He is. He's the main attraction today.
He's performing
the
day, right?
Yeah, Toby Keith.
Yeah, he's the guy. He's gonna get people fired up out there. They'll be. I don't know how to say this, but if
probably shouldn't say.
If you're from outside of America, I wouldn't be hanging around at Toby Keith's concert.
No.
Oh, really? Toby Keith's good old boy, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about Trace Adkins?
Oh yeah. He's
another good old boy.
I'm a big fan of.
Hockey Tonk Badonkadonk.
He was part of The Apprentice, right?
Yeah. You know he's a good old boy, Corey.
He was part of The Apprentice.
Who's
He's a good old boy.
Yeah. Is he performing too?
No, Chase Outlaw.
Oh, Chase Outlaw is a good old boy. With Chase Outlaw.
You think he'll be there today?
I wouldn't be surprised. Chase Outlaw, I can't.
You think he was invited?
Should have been.
Why not? This is great American, you know what I'm saying? It was funny. I love Chase Outlaw. I said Chase was like, he said, I like to hunt.
I like to kill.
I like to go back up in that farm. And then I just, like, you know,
let me ask a question.
And I'm like, all right, that's pretty good living. You know what I'm saying?
I have a definite opinion on this. I think I know the answer, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Has anyone on this show ever hunted?
No. I've talked to a lot of baseball players who like there was, you know, it's a big thing for them. They said what the hell? Why is his name escaping me? First baseman for the Nationals and the White Sox who always used to start slow.
Adam LaRoche.
Adam LaRoche used to always start slow,
yeah.
Somebody told me, because he spent his time in the offseason obsessively hunting.
Did he have a son with him?
Oh, I found some.
I don't know. Probably did.
You guys reminded me. Yesterday's show.
Yeah.
Yesterday's show on Felix Hernandez, I found some dirt on Felix.
Oh, let's hear it. Let's hear it. Yeah, where all that dirt?
Demise. Felix, a former teammate of Felix, is concerned that maybe he likes the partying lifestyle a little too much, and it's finally caught up to him.
Was the former, now, give me a wink, if the former teammate was Arthur Rhodes. Hall of Fame nominee Arthur Rhodes.
No. No, it was not Arthur Rhodes. Right. Not Arthur Rhodes. Right. And so you look at it something, when you look at it, because I was looking at, yeah, when you look at a guy like Felix Hernandez and you see, like, not too many injuries, some of the, but it makes sense, right? When you're a young guy and, you know, and you're used to doing some things and then you get a little older, you don't recover as well.
Yeah.
But you would think pitches would be able to stop. Like, you only play once every 5 days. Couldn't you just take it easy the night before?
Yeah, you'd think so, but
I don't know.
No, unfortunately.
Dennis Eckersley couldn't, so.
I hope he gets better. I've been in the woods. I've had a shotgun. I've fired a shotgun.
Yeah. Really?
Never had an animal, though.
That sounds scary.
I went to school in South Carolina. My friend in South Carolina. They do that.
Still here, to be honest with you.
Yeah, so.
South Carolina's not that bad.
I had friends that hunted, but they would. They said, "Nah, Tony. No offense, I don't want to go in the woods with you with a gun."
Yeah,
and you'd be telling jokes. And,
you probably understood that, right?
Yeah, the deer would hear him.
Yeah, they were like. So I didn't.
Andrew Kasher told me his two favorite pastimes were fantasy football and hunting.
Really?
Yeah.
Not pitching.
It reminds me of that prior bit, Corey, where he said he's hunting in the woods, and his friend says, "Which way are you going to run?" He said, "Well, it's just a deer." He said, "Yeah, I know, but there's a bear behind you."
True story. I have shot a gun in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Shotgun?
No.
Oh,
no.
like a hammer.
At the television, yeah. Trump.
I'm sorry?
At the television when Trump was on?
No. Oh, God, no. He's our president.
You can't shoot at your own television.
You can't shoot the president of the United States. Are you out of your mind? No, I went to a couple of years ago, probably like 5 years ago now.
Oh, you went to a range?
Yeah.
Okay. I used to go to the range all the time.
My buddies and I are like, we should shoot a gun. So we had dinner one night. Like, what do you guys do tomorrow? You're like, shoot guns? I'm like, yeah, let's do it. So we went to a shooting range. We shot guns. It seems so easy.
Yeah.
No, we want to shoot a gun. Okay, here you go.
Supposedly, it's quite a rush.
Oh, yeah, nah, yeah.
It was. I'll give you that, Scott. Yeah. I was just like shooting at the target.
How many targets? Did you hit your target?
I honestly have no idea.
Were you successful?
Last time I went to a range, I shot a 295.
What does that
which
mean?
Which is very good.
What does that mean?
What? Last time I went to a range, I shot a 295.
Is that your score?
Yeah, that was my score.
Okay, I shot
I shot a 300.
I thought you shot like a 295 pound man.
No. Before I got into the media, I used to work in law enforcement, so I used to go to the range.
Oh, sure.
I used to go to the range like twice a year.
So you're saying you shot a lot?
Yeah, I've got pretty good at that.
Really?
Yeah. My man, I don't want to say his name.
Sure not.
One time, my homeboy, you know what I'm saying? He be on the block, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he on the block.
Yeah, so he had a hammer in his crib, right?
Right.
And his mom's wasn't home.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness. This dude, he live on the east side on Fifth Avenue side of Central Park,
mm-hmm.
but not like downtown where you live at, but more uptown. I know Scotty get a kick out of that. Yo, this dude came home one night and was like, yo, I'm going to shoot the gun out the window. And I was like, yo, son, don't do that. You know what I mean? Don't do that.
No,
he took the gun, stuck the gun out the window, and shot the gun out the window twice. Bong, bong. Yo, it was this dude. I never forget. It was this dude walking across the street by Central Park, walking his dog. Yo, when he shot the shot, the dog took off. Like the leash was like, and God was chasing him, whatever. It was crazy.
Your friend's crazy.
Yeah.
You still friends with this person?
I was at a New Year's Eve party. Yeah.
That's my guy.
Yeah, you know? New Year's Eve party in Jacksonville, which is always something.
Crazy place.
I didn't go back. Yeah. And at midnight, these people went outside and they started shooting shotguns up in the air.
Yeah.
And I'm like, time to go. What the hell is going
on? Come over here, Tony. Hold one.
Oh, my God.
A player.
I was like, the people are crazy.
Mm-mm. People are nuts.
Just firing the hammer out.
No. So, hey, Tony, who you playing at the point guard position tonight?
Who's your favorite gunner? In the National Basketball. Oh, your favorite gunner. Here we go. The point guard position tonight in the National Basketball Association. You look at it, Rue Holiday gets the Brooklyn Nets tonight, mm-hmm. so he's obviously in play. $7,200 and $6,500 on FanDuel. He'll be a guy that'll win. And if you want to save a little money, I like Patrick Beverley tonight. He'll get Stephen Curry. I believe Klay Thompson will cover James Harden. $5,600. If you look at it, he's got a couple 30-point games in the last couple games, and he'll be involved in the offense. Plus, if Ryan Anderson is out, which I'm not sure if he's going to be questionable right up into game time, it'll free up some more shots. So Patrick Beverley is another guy on cheap. If you're going to spend up at the point guard position tonight, Giannis Antetokounmpo in play. They're the fourth worst team against the point guards, and they don't have a body that even matches up close to him there. So there, he's the guy I paid for, a mid-price Rue Holiday, cheap guard. I go Patrick Beverley. And one other guy you can look at is Dennis Schroeder in tonight's matchup. He's down to 5,900 because Delaney's been taking some playing time from him. But if you look at it, Delaney's starting to show why he's back at point.
Michael Carter-Williams?
For me, with Joel Embiid back in there, TJ McConnell against Portland, Damian Lillard works, and then Elfrid Payton, Orlando without Jody Meeks, Evan Fournier, and for Elfrid Payton could be a start.
Dennis Schroeder.
He just said Dennis Schroeder.
Oh, sorry.
Take a break. We'll come back. We'll do the rest of the lives. If you need Scotty's Michael Carter-Williams, go next time.